I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Our next story is about musicians in Mali, but our telling of it started in the backseat of a taxi cab in Austin, Texas. My producer Andrea Crossan and I were in the city for the South by Southwest Festival last week. Andrea joins me in the studio now to explain the connection between Mali and Austin, and I know the story. Tell us what happened in Austin in that taxi cab, Andrea.
Well, it just became a happy coincidence, Marco. What happened was, through a comedy of errors, I was using an app on my phone to call a taxi, and I was not that familiar with it. So I ended up booking pool service. So the driver picks me up, and then he goes and picks up other riders who are heading in my direction. So I ended up in the back of a van with these two women, and, you know, we start making polite conversation. And we talked about why we were all in Austin, and they told me that they were in town for the premiere of a film that their film company had produced called They Will Have to Kill Us First.
Right, and that film, which I know was shown at South by Southwest Film, features a Malian band called Songhai Blues. Who are they?
Well, they call themselves a desert blues punk band. They are just these amazing musicians, these like 20-something guys who were hanging out and making music in Bamako. And I listened to a bit of their music and thought they were amazing.
Right, so you come away from that taxi ride discovering two things. Number one, it's a pretty good idea to talk to strangers, which
yes,
you already know. And number two, that this band, Songhai Blues, they totally rock.
Yes and yes.
All right, Andrea, let's hear the rest of your story.
If Malian guitar great Alu Farka Touré and U.S. blues man John Lee Hooker had a love child, it would sound like Songhai Blues. The band is four 20-something guys from northern Mali, but they don't live there anymore because they can't play music there. No one can. In 2012, Islamic extremists took control of northern Mali. This is an announcement made over the radio in the northern city of Timbuktu. The extremists plan to enforce a harsh interpretation of Sharia law. They banned music, among other things. Musicians had to leave the north to avoid the threat of beatings or having their instruments confiscated and destroyed. They faced torture, even death. But it wasn't just musicians fleeing. Hundreds of thousands of people headed to the southern capital of Bamako, where extremists weren't in control. Umar Touré is the bass player for Songhai Blues. He describes the mass exodus from his city of Gao.
There are so many people who get into trucks and flee. You're at home, and suddenly you see your mother, your brother, your sisters carrying their belongings, getting into trucks, and they leave.
Touré fled, and that's when he joined up with the other members of Songhai Blues. The group started out playing local gigs around the city, but they got their big break in 2013 when they were invited to audition for British musicians Damon Albarn and Brian Eno for an African Express compilation album they were recording in Bamako. Songhai Blues was chosen along with a number of other Malian artists to record songs with British artists. Here's an example of a track featuring British rapper Ghost Poet teaming up with Malian drum group Dukura.
Acting all silly, Mali's all on the telly. Life change cunning, but these west legs running. Cool the sack, innermen, I ain't that relevant. Heavens above, man, I've been waiting a while. Why won't the season change? Lights ain't on, I can't be cracking a smile. Why won't the season change?
The story of what was happening to musicians in Mali is told in the new documentary, They Will Have to Kill Us First. Johanna Schwartz directed the film.
It was long on my radar of a place I wanted to visit, and I was making plans to go when the conflict hit. And I knew that I still needed to go, but instead of as a tourist, I went as a filmmaker and as a journalist, and I just picked up my camera and I got on a plane and I went and I hit the ground running, basically, because it was just such an extraordinary thing to hear that music was being banned in a country where music is everything.
Schwartz met a number of other Malian musicians who were defying the ban on playing music in the north.
The title of our film comes directly from an interview given by the musician Fatimata Walat Umar, nicknamed Disco. And she said, you know, music is like oxygen. without music, you know, we can't breathe in Mali. And she was basically expressing the fact that she is not going to stop playing music. She said, they will have to kill me first. There's a moment in the film where Songhai Blues are sitting on a riverbank in Bamako in the south. They're writing a song called Babahu, and the song is encouraging Malian diaspora all over the world to come back to Mali to help rebuild their nation. You know, as things were, you know, moving on and they were getting really into the music and they were writing the songs and they were hitting their stride, they suddenly realized, actually, it's time to go. The sun is setting and it's not safe for us. There's a curfew and we better go home right now.
For Songhai Blues, they eventually became part of that Malian diaspora. The band moved to London to record an album and they've stayed there. They want to go back to Mali, but they say it's just not safe yet. Umar Touri explains why they sing such fun music when the story of Mali these days is anything but fun.
L'idée, ce n'est pas de faire une musique révolutionnaire. Parce que la crise au nord du Mali a des racines.
The idea is not to make music of revolution, because the crisis in the north of Mali is rooted in vengeance and rooted in hatred. There are people who were victims, their parents were killed, and they've decided to foment rebellion. So we say, why take sides? No, you should never take a side. You should sing of joy. The only message we want is of unity and joy.
Passer par notre message à travers la joie, à travers l'union.
The band has been sharing that message on tour in Europe, opening for Damon Albarn. And they're currently touring the U.S. supporting Alabama Shakes. Their album has a simple title, Music in Exile. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
That's Songhai Blues from Mali, their track called Al Hasidi Teri. And from the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in. I see my safari cool.